These mini punts have been popular throughout the season, and with a full midweek fixture list in the Premier League, it's time for the guys to give you their quick-fire thoughts ahead of the TV games. We've got a pretty tasty London derby with Chelsea taking on Arsenal at Stamford Bridge, and Sam Norris will be getting stuck into that one shortly. And the midweek finishes with Liverpool's trip to Molineux. The Reds are looking for their fourth straight win against Wolves in the Premier League, and they've won the last three without conceding. Mark Walton will give you the best bet in that one. I'll be back with details of the bet boost soon, but let's kick things off with John Gibby and his preview of the game at Bramall Lane as Sheffield United take on Man City.
Man City's hopes of defending the Premier League title may seem like nothing more than a distant pipe dream at this stage, but they do have plenty of reasons to be confident as they head to Bramall Lane to play Sheffield United in this Tuesday night encounter. Not least because in the reverse fixture, played less than a month ago over the festive period, they ran out convincing 2-0 victors. I'm not sure it's going to be quite as straightforward this time round, especially for a team whose former air of invincibility has turned to dust over the past few months, though Pep Guardiola's frequent squad rotation should see them in better shape for a midweek game than most other sides in the league. That should allow Pep to keep things fresh, and even with the title looking like more than a long shot and their place in the top four relatively secure, this isn't the sort of team that's likely to down tools, especially against opposition, who've been nothing short of a revelation in the Premier League this season. Speaking of the hosts, I suppose they would have been happy enough with a 1-1 draw away at Arsenal over the weekend, and though they face a tougher challenge here, they've improved at home over the course of the season. John Fleck's been in good form for them of late, and I don't think he's a bad shout for an anytime goalscorer bet, but it'll probably pay to keep this relatively simple. There are still very few teams in the Premier League good enough to beat Man City, but at the same time, the champions rarely keep a clean sheet anymore. In fact, of these two sides, it's actually Sheffield United who have kept more clean sheets in the league this season. I do think both teams are likely to concede here though, and so following that logic, Man City to win and both teams to score looks like it could be the way to go.
Have you seen this?
Love it.
How did they get a box?
It's overrated up there.
But this Bill Gerrard's from William Hill is brilliant. Three or more goals for us, 12 corners, 4 cards.
What, you can create your own bet?
Yeah, and you get instant odds.
Oh. Right. Oh, boys!
At least we're warm. Yeah.
Make it your bet. William Hill, build your odds.
Chelsea and Arsenal probably isn't the game that it once was, but hopefully this midweek encounter can serve up a decent match, and it's another chance for Arsenal to snap a pretty poor run of form on the road this season, which has only seen them win twice in the league. But backing Arsenal without star man Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang doesn't make that much appeal. And in truth, Chelsea look a little bit short here too. Even though they beat Arsenal earlier on in the season, they left it late on that occasion, and they don't thrill me at this price, particularly off the back of defeat to Newcastle at the weekend. Perhaps the draw could be the most likely outcome in this one. The Gunners have drawn more Premier League matches than any other club this season, and four of their last five away games have finished all square. I'm struggling to make a cast iron case for either side, so I'll split it down the middle and play a draw in this one.
Have you got anything on this?
Yeah, I just need these guys to come through my ACA. Let me split chat soon.
Tell him he's a mug.
Yeah, you are, to be fair.
Good luck.
You think it's going to reply, yeah?
I wouldn't bet on it.
It doesn't feel like that long ago that people were whispering quietly about a potential repeat bid for Leicester with an outside chance for another title challenge. And though they haven't quite managed to sustain that momentum with the gap between themselves and Man City and the leaders Liverpool growing all the time, the fact remains that they are one of the Premier League's most formidable opponents. They didn't cover themselves in glory against Burnley on Sunday, it has to be said, but when they're at their best, they can be deadly going forward, but crucially, they know how to keep things tight at their own end as well. Against an opposition who hardly pose a potent attacking threat, that could make all the difference. Meanwhile, West Ham have been doing what West Ham do. They've been looking like arresting a slump one minute, before looking like prime relegation candidates the next. Despite their inconsistency, I think they probably have enough about them to survive the drop. But even so, away at the top four side is hardly one of the most obvious fixtures to pick up points. And it doesn't help that they do not have a good record when playing at the King Power Stadium. Since the Foxes returned to the top flight back in 2014, West Ham have only beaten them once on the road, including an additional meeting in the League Cup. Leicester clearly have a stronger squad, and unless West Ham truly are on a going day, Vardy, Maddison and company should prove far too good for them. And when Leicester win, they tend to win well. With that in mind, rather than back them outright at odds on, I want to be with an odds against bet, and that's for Leicester to win, minus a goal on the handicap.
DK is going to be here in a moment to have a look at Man U Burnley at Old Trafford, but before that, let me tell you about William Hill's Bet Boost. If you're having an acca on the games this midweek, use your Bet Boost. All you've got to do is make sure you're logged in, put your picks in the bet slip, and if there are three or more, you'll be able to tap the boost button and watch the odds get bigger. Best of luck!
The sadness with Manchester United at the moment is that some fans were happy to escape from Anfield with their club's dignity intact. It was a decent enough display with the players available, but if you're thinking about backing them at this sort of price against Burnley, I'd suggest thinking again. Where are the goals going to come from? Marcus Rashford's brilliance has provided many of them this season, but without him, United lack genuine firepower. Burnley came from behind to beat Leicester on Sunday and will certainly feel optimistic heading into this one. The last three meetings between the pair at Old Trafford have ended all square. However, at the odds, I'd be tempted to throw a few quid on the visitors. It's not going to be pretty, but Burnley have to be the bet.
What's that you're playing?
Bonus drop.
Left.
Right.
Left.
What are you, a marching band?
I'm going to go middle.
Will you be one of our thousands of daily winners? Introducing Bonus Drop from William Hill Vegas. Pick left, middle or right for your free daily chance to win free spins and bonuses.
I did say middle. You heard me say middle.
Take your free chance to win bonuses and free spins with Bonus Drop at William Hill Vegas.
On a number of occasions over the course of the past 18 months or so, I've often thought, are Wolves overpriced when it comes to them facing the big boys? And they did beat Liverpool in their last meeting at Molineux in the FA Cup last January, which bolsters the case. However, this isn't the FA Cup. In league games, Liverpool have won the last six meetings and haven't lost away at Wolves since before I was born, 1981 to be precise. Klopp's juggernaut can join a shortlist of teams to go 40 or more games unbeaten, and it's really just about finding a way to back them at a decent price. Liverpool to win to nil is tempting, as it's happened in their last seven games, but I'm going to side with Liverpool to win and Salah to score. He got on the score sheet at the weekend and was pivotal in this fixture last term. It's happened countless other times as well, so if it's not broken, don't fix it. My bet here, Liverpool to win and Salah to score.